It's not called slurring your words. It's called talking in cursive, and it's fucking elegant. This is the perfect pour.
Welcome to The Perfect Pour. It's a show about things interesting to beer geeks. I am Mikey.
I'm the Nick.
I'm Matt.
Yeah. We're now on our new normal. Let me be the one gazillionth person to say the new normal. All on our own.
You're saying 350 to 700 is going to be this week?
Yeah. All in our own personal studios. Hopefully near our personal beer gardens and our personal refrigerators. Hanging out with you, talking about beer. And we're going to have listeners are going to call us, and they're going to talk about beer. They might even have their own show to talk to us about. And we're going to have some beer releases to look out for. And talk about what the hell we're doing on Untappd this past week. Before the show, my tailgate beer was my field work package finally arrived.
Boo. Matt is not happy about that.
Yeah, you really won't be happy because I'm drinking the dry hop lager, Casa de Citra.
Is that industry?
Industry. Casa de Citra, it's a lager brewed with, guess what, Citra hops. It's a nice beer.
How did they get the Citra in there?
I don't know, man.
Oh, it's not Mosaic? Okay, I'm fine.
Okay.
No. I don't care. Citra? Never heard of it.
What is that, a beer for babies?
Citra? Baby beer. Oh, you're having a baby beer. That's cute.
Wow.
Has lovely oranges on the label. And that dumb field work, that new field work logo that I am not a fan of.
I'm Googling right now.
It's a lovely beverage, even for a lager. What are you drinking, Matt?
I didn't have a beer before the one I have right now, but I'm drinking General Sherman out of the bottle.
Wow, just straight out of the bottle, like a savage.
It's one of those weeks where payday is 2 days away, and we had some low fills on the Beer Friday shelf from last Friday. So, yep, here we are.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Sounds like a perfect time for stout season to me.
that's emptying your beer fridge. The back of your beer fridge sounds like to me.
I've seen the show when we've popped open barrel-aged stouts, and we don't need to go there tonight.
Come on. The listeners
might have a barley wine after this.
Love it, Rammy. Nick, are you having a barley wine now?
No, I'm having a... I cheated. I'm cracked open my crowler.
Oh, my gosh.
For tailgate.
You opened the show
blending
beer
into my show beer.
For a tailgate. Oh. I can't control you guys. You're out of there in your own element, doing your own thing. Can't control. Slice beer co. It's blurry.
I got my slice crowler.
What's the beer called?
Rolling broccoli.
Rolling broccoli. Chopping broccoli. Chopping broccoli.
West Coast Dipa. It looks like a Wazoo beer.
Slice. It's going to be Wazoo. Wazoo. It's going to be.
He dropped off a styrofoam ice chest, and I was like, maybe I'll hang on to it till we could all hang out again. And then the world's like, nope. So I was like, all right.
Make all your decisions now, buddy. Don't put it off.
I grabbed two beers. Mikey grabbed a couple beers, and then we elected a couple to go your way. So
give Nick the barley wines.
Give him all the hard shit.
Yeah, he likes them stouts and barley wines.
And we're all caught up. Yeah. Speaking of
beer drops, it's getting hot in the valley. Are you guys going to make provisions for beer deliveries? Are you going to going to set out an ice chest for the postman.
The postman. Save
drop beer here.
Bells has been getting, he puts his ID on the front, he tapes it to the front door and just wow, doesn't bold. Even greet him out there. Just puts it on the front door. Like, there, it's my ID. Hey, okay.
It's me.
Let's leave the beer.
Kid you not, there's a few people in the special comments. They'll be like, they're all prefer no contact delivery. We'll tape ID to window. They're like that, like legit.
Taro's pointing from the door to the window to see ID over
is
here.
Is this okay? Can you still, do you need to see the person?
Well, I mean, yes, you need to see the person that the ID is connected to.
Mm-hmm.
That's a for sure. And you
can
also
I have sit to in the window that my ID is taped to.
If we could also verify that you're not over intoxicated, yes, if we're able to verify this that you are 21.
Through the sir, window. Stand up.
We need to see if you have pants on.
Can you touch? I mean, if you're, sir, take your right hand, touch your nose. Now take your left hand, sir. Touch your nose. Okay.
If you start looking like Weekend at Bernie's sitting in the front window, there's. sir, yes.
The wife is back there, like running his.
The
arms
dogs are. You tied him to the dogs' tails, and the dogs are running around, making your arms move.
Oh, looks hi, legit to me.
Drop it.
Look, yeah. He's touching his nose. Looks legit. Drop the beer.
Actually, if you want to know what happens, if you go to Chew Your Beer's Twitter, he actually posted the security camera footage of the guy dropping it off in the process. Yeah,
that was good.
He's like, last name, ID. All right, cool. Have a good day, bro.
Cool.
Have a good day.
Enjoy.
Dang. I just got ID'd.
Oh, my gosh.
So no ice chest, huh? You guys are just going to take your chances with beer getting warm on your porch now?
Well, I gotta be there. Somebody's gotta be there. Oh, so
yeah, I guess you're.
We're gonna bring it inside.
Yeah. Most people are shipping with Golden State overnight, and I've routinely checked tracking info, and it's literally like it leaves our place at 3 p.m., gets to Visalia by 7, and within 12 hours of that, it's on the recipient's doorstep.
Dang.
So.
Yeah. Well, I got, not to spoil Ben Cotts too much, but I got my field work. It took a week, but it wasn't the shipper's fault. It took like a while for field work to get the beer to the shippers. Yeah. Once it got to the shippers, it took maybe 24 hours, but it took field work quite a little while to get the beer. So I think they're still working out their kinks. I don't know, but.
Well, so I mean, if you schedule a pickup, there is a little fee that is attached to that. And obviously you don't want to just ship two boxes at a time and keep getting charged a fee. So what we're saying is if you order, you know, Thursday to Wednesday at midnight, it ships out the next Thursday. So, you know, we collect orders for a week. We keep them cold, obviously.
So they're like, probably field work was probably waiting till they had enough to make it worth it before they shipped.
Can we get one more Fresno? Yeah.
We got one Fresno one. Should we ship it? Let's wait and see. Maybe another Fresno one will pop in there.
Where's Clovis?
So not enough Fresnans are ordering field work is what I'm taking from this.
For Mikey to get his shipment in a time.
It's like a pyramid scheme. I got to convince other people to get in on this field work ordering. Hey man. Oh, it's a great thing. It's not a pyramid scheme. I know it looks, but it's not.
But you need to tell two friends to order field work.
You just got
to
get two friends
to order field work. And in turn, they tell two friends.
You're going to get the product. It's a great product. You're going to be so happy. Have you ever wanted to
be your own boss?
Yeah. You be your own boss. Get your own beer delivered to your own house. You'll not have to go out to the grocery store. Oh, so many problems at the grocery store these days. Am I right? Just get the beer to your door.
Have you ever wanted to be your own tap room manager in your own personal beer garden?
You ever wanted to be your own order, make your own orders, be your own beer boss? You can.
Take control of your life.
Just order from Fieldwork. They're in Berkeley. Nah, don't worry. They're not that liberal. They'll still send you beer.
I don't order know. Order now and they'll send you free coasters.
Free coasters. No, they didn't send anything special. Nothing.
Thank you.
Nothing. No notes. No, like, hey, packed, guy.
This was packed by Fred.
Yeah, nothing. It was in the case, in the cans, and it was zip. It was like some robot did it.
It was an empty, and you're supposed to fill it out and thank them.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. It was a you're welcome card.
Yep. You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Please welcome respond. Little Fresnan that got our beer. This is the only time you'll ever get field work in Fresno, little bitch. That's what it was.
Love what podcast you. Is this?
I don't know.
Bash Your Friends podcast, yeah. Apparently.
Yeah. Bash the breweries that you love. Beer, the beer you love from the breweries you love. So we're here, we're hanging out. We're doing this. Come on, play. Louis here, and he's waiting for crackers, just so you guys know.
Yes, we were worried.
There was a run on, during this pandemic, there's been runs on crackers. In particular, ooh, premium, our crackers of choice, premium crackers.
Premium.
It's been that they're been kind of in and out. Sometimes there's no crackers and sometimes there is. So just saying, the official cracker of the show, premium crackers, are a little in and out there. Don't always see them now. Just one of the mini byproducts that really need to be discussed more. It's a good thing we're here to talk about the low amount of crackers available.
I am now enjoying a Sprouts version of Triscuits for my
Sprouts. What are Sprouts Triscuits called?
Oh, I have to get the box. Yeah. They're probably Toasty Wheats or something.
Toasty Wheats.
Toasty Wheats. I do want some more.
All right. Well, Nick's going to get more crackers. And Matt, do you have any culture to give us this week?
So CCBA has emailed their members. Tom McCormick is the head of that organization. He has re-outlined what the Governor Newsom outlined in his briefing. Your box is blurry.
Oh, it's blurring my foreground, too.
Great. Only your head must survive. But
unblur my background.
There you go.
Back to nature. Wait, what does it say? Harvest whole wheat. Boring.
This is where I'm at in my life.
Boring. Gotta get that whole wheat.
It doesn't sound good when they add whole wheat. That was a genius move by Triscuit because just saying whole wheat cracker does not sound appetizing. Triscuit sounds good. I want that. Whole wheat cracker. No, I don't want it.
Because it rhymes with biscuit.
Go so, ahead, there's now a four-phase plan for reopening the economy. Uh-huh. Obviously state or local counties can impose stricter than this, but the governor kind of wanted to say, here's what we're doing for California. There's a good base. And so currently we're in phase one where they're just only essential businesses are open. They're strengthening PPE supplies. They're strengthening testing and surge capacity of medical facilities. As they're building this, and if they continue to see no dramatic spikes in confirmed cases or ICU or hospital admittance type things, then we can go to phase two. And so phase two affects restaurants and breweries with bona fide food establishments.
They're bona fide.
So CCBA is working along with Sacramento to define that if tap rooms, you know, say that work with food trucks or tap rooms with the, you know, beer manufacturers outside of having established food might be also able to open up in stage two, obviously with reduced capacity, still wearing face masks, you know, and hand sanitizing and stuff like that. But if you guys are wondering in general, stage three is where bars, taverns, like movie theaters, personal care, like haircuts and, you know, grooming stuff, like that's where close contact comes back. And where stage two could happen within weeks, they're saying stage three would happen within months in our current timeline. And then they have, which this article doesn't mention, but then there is a stage four, and that's when we could expect sports, concerts, and conventions to resume. But they've already stated that that is when there is a vaccine, herd immunity, and ample testing available. So that could, you know, everybody's saying 18 months for a vaccine to be invented. So it could be a year later, we still don't have concerts or sports. That's a very likely thing. But you might be able to go to your local bar.
Sports ball. Ouch.
What? So that's where I ask you, Mikey.
The A's are going to win this year. Actually, the Dodgers were going to win, but that's all right.
So, yes. Mikey, that poses a real question for you is, so say you're able to actually go to Elbow Room for early bird dinner, but you still...
Wow, I'm that old.
But you still can't get in your normal hockey season.
Uh-huh.
Are you able to live within those parameters?
No. I want my hockey. The Canucks are going to make the playoffs, too. This sucks. What are we gonna do? It's fine. We got a big picture of this, people. We got long term. We all it's a year and a half of we gotta deal with everything being weird. We can do it. It's not biggie. Long as I worry about all the businesses, but long as we can figure out how to live. Those that can't work can figure a new way out, then we can do it. We're going to appreciate the hell out of sport. I know you guys aren't going to give a shit, but we're going to appreciate the hell out of sports when it comes back, though. Like, woo! I miss having baseball on in the background. I miss having basketball on. I miss having the things. But
my life and my TV watching have not changed during this. So yes, carry on with or without your sportsing.
Do your sportsing. Have fun with your sportsing.
Have fun. Check your dates. Does sports expire?
Never. Never.
Never.
So we'll start watching the stages. Matt will update us on stages here. You don't need to look at any other news. Just listen to the Perfect Boar for your stages updates.
Well, essentially, I have to answer people or just know what's coming. So I try to keep up on that stuff.
There are people calling down there going, hey, are you guys open, bro?
Just like with anything else, you get some people that are over precautious, some people that totally understand, and there's some people that walk in and I'm like, where have you been for the past 30 days? This is not new.
whoa, I can't sit over here. What the hell?
It's like the guy standing out front of the, what was it? More Than Pizza. I was waiting for More Than Pizza, and there was a guy leaning on the door frame, like with his phone in hand, like leaning in to talk
just
to like
touching everything.
Like, yeah, I ordered a pizza, and I'm just like, that guy has no idea what's going on in the
just
world.
Breathing
right now.
Everything. I ordered a pizza. Oh, sorry.
Why aren't you open, bro?
I'm fine. I always have this cough. Hey.
It's normal to have a fever this time of year, right?
Fever season, guys, huh?
Right. Fever season.
Fever season. Fever season.
Woo! Can you add extra sauce? I can't taste anything right now for some reason.
Hey, there's something wrong with this. What's going on? What happened? Can't taste it. You guys fucked it up. Yeah. You guys are just like me and Ed's across the street. Can't taste shit.
There are reports saying that that's a legitimate thing, is to lose smell or taste.
Yes, yes.
Yes, that's why we're making jokes about it. Which is why you shouldn't make jokes about it.
Damn it. Did we cross the line? Oh, boy. It's a good thing nobody listens. That's the advantage when you're number 6 on iTunes. Nobody cares what you're talking about. Now, if the Beerus...
We're number 6 now?
Oh, yeah. If the Beerus were talking about something this crazy, they get in some trouble. They get in trouble. Not us.
Oh, what'd they do?
No, they haven't. But I'm just saying, if they were saying stuff like we're talking about, they get in trouble.
Oh, they'd be in trouble.
Because they're an important podcast. Us, they're like, this is perfect for they're fine. Don't worry about it. They don't know what they're doing. Matt's the only guy that knows what they're doing. Don't worry. So there we go. That's what you got, man.
That's it.
That's it.
This is the new normal.
The new normal. This is the new normal.
You're going to have to go to the store with the face mask on, and they might check your temperature to walk in a restaurant.
How many, can somebody do a quick?
I'd be curious to know anyway.
Yeah. What is my temperature? Thanks for that service. Like, what's my temperature? Oh, that's cool.
Will they take it on the way out too?
Maybe do bets. Sure. Maybe do bets with whoever you're going to the restaurant with. Like, what's your, what do you think? Over under 98.7?
Mm-hmm. The ABV.
But the temperature.
Okay.
I'm saying.
I want to see game. If I get hotter after I eat a meal. Like,
yeah, get my temperature in and out. Like, whoo, I did. That raised my temperature. Good job, guys. But Nick?
Ooh, good job. Yeah.
Do you have culture?
Have you unchecked in with the Untapped at Home yet to get your badge?
Oh, of course. Oh. I do it like every night, bro.
Every night. I'm just glad it's generic and not exactly where your home's at.
I know. You think you're like, that is like something that flashes in your head. At first you're like, is this going to tag me at my house?
Yeah.
The same thing like when you're on Instagram and you tag the location. I was like, is this going to tag my location? And you just say Fresno. You're like,
Fresno.
I always double check, and it usually just does like generic downtown location. When you say Fresno.
Perfect. Tioga. Can we just make Tioga all our chicken?
Pretty much. It pretty much does almost put you, when you do a generic Fresno check in to Tioga.
So, yeah, new badges for checking in.
New badges.
Beer is going bad at restaurants.
No!
Jim Koch is saying turn old beer into either hand sanitizer or ethanol.
Oh, you can do that?
You can distill beer, yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. That's a good idea.
Yeah. I mean, you don't want
to. Yeah, restaurants. Start making hand sanitizer. Pieces of crap.
I mean, sadly, that's not the only thing that's spoiling, but at least there's something you can do with old beer. In a time when we are short on cleaning essentials.
I love gold.
It's a very real thing. I mean, if you normally try to enjoy beer within 30 to 60 days, and for the foreseeable future, we should be shut down and there's no draft being used. Mm-hmm. You're like, okay, July, we open back up to stage three, but now we have beer from February that's still sitting around draft-wise. You don't want that.
No.
That's beer 5 months sitting.
Oh, all the hazies. Those bad hazies. So sad.
So sad. I just opened up a new beer donated to the show by Wazoo Corvette. It's a Wazoo Corvette kind of night. Citra Choice. So, no, Citra Chico. Citra Chico?
Are you sure?
I'm not sure. Citra Sarachico? Okay. It's a, I'm going to say it's an IPA. It doesn't say it necessarily on the label, but it's got Citra, Sriracha, Ace, and Simcoe. It might be a hazy IPA. It's from Amador Brewing Company. I think this is the first Amador Brewing Company on the show. Thanks, Wazoo. And sorry, guys.
Oh, it's not hazy.
No, here I'm showing
here on the video feed that we have.
Please excuse me, podcast listener, but I'm showing the boys on the video chat here on the Skype. What the label looks like. And
Citra Chico-y.
It's a throwback episode. We're both drinking out of bottles.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah, it's a bomber bottle. Interesting.
Bomber bottle.
Ooh, yeah. Get that sriracha for sure. Get
that bomber bottle.
Oh, it's a good beer. It's different. Not too used to this. It says it might be a hazy, like it's implying, like, yeah, it's going to be hazy. It's not hazy. It's pretty clear. What are we talking about, Nick? Are we good?
Oh, yeah. Couple more quickly.
All right.
Ninkasi's back. Haven't heard from them in a while. They have a new mixed pack with an exclusive tropical IPA.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Juicy Domination.
Oh, it's a Domination series, but it's juiced. They juiced it.
It's juicy.
You like the juice, huh?
You like the juice. So you can get all the, you get Tricera hops, Total Domination, Prismatic, and Juicy Domination.
Juicy.
How do you like that?
Yeah, I think that's good. Yeah, they used to be that Ninkasi, man, in Fresno when we got it. It was big deal, and you saw it. It was a really good beer, and now it feels like it was probably you're probably malty now in our sensibilities. But if they juiced them,
they went too far west.
Then they're probably doing all right. I like to try these. I would like to have samples. Ninkasi. We have a send samples address. Look at the bottom of the show notes, Ninkasi.
Look at us.
So what else? What else?
If you like infographics.
I do. Sometimes.
And if you like animated infographics.
Oh, that takes up too much bandwidth.
Next level. Everybody's sucking up the bandwidth with these home offices.
Right.
Work from home, shelters. Vine Pear has top 10 craft breweries from 2008 to 2019. The top three don't change much, but the rest are kind of interesting how they come in and out over the years.
Top three, Sierra Nevada. Boston Beer Company.
Very good.
Third one's
going to be hard because it's Belgium? East Coast.
Oh.
No.
East Coast, huh? Oh, it's that one that's, it's that old one that technically qualifies as craft beer.
Correct.
The Lagunkudels or whatever.
Almost.
What is it?
Yingling.
Oh, Yingling. Yingling and Sons.
Yeah.
Knew that.
Yeah.
So there's your three.
New Belgium is number four.
Oh. Stone number and five.
After that's when the shakeups happen.
Things start getting weird.
Not weird. Just surprising when they came on versus how they've risen and stayed. Mm-hmm. Stone is on the list. Lagunitas is on the list.
Lagabugas. Lagunitas. Bells.
Yeah. This new one, the ones that own, who some now sort own of 6 Point and Southern Tier and Victory, they are now considered one group. So they're climbing their way up.
Well, Cantner Key guys.
Their Oscar Blues is there.
Oscar Blues, yeah.
They're about 8-ish. Out of the top 10.
What else am I missing?
Mikey's favorite, Duvel Motgart, is
five. Yeah, there you go. But they got the Firestone. They got the Boulevard. Mm-hmm.
The Boulevards. No real shockers here, but it's just interesting to see how they've changed and or not changed over the last decade plus.
We've sat
Stone has never cracked the top the five, sadly.
Aw, right, poor Greg. You know that he eats that, I'm dead.
He never made it.
Oh, that top five.
There you go.
All right. Matt left, but we can watch. We can look at beautiful Yosemite Valley.
I'm here.
Matt's got Yosemite Valley for his background, just so you know. That's what I'm referencing.
Yep.
It's like looks like a springtime picture. It's got snow around the top of the valley, and then the valley floor has got the trees.
Weeds haven't died yet.
Yeah. It's got some dying trees in there, so it must be a pretty recent shot.
Those are bark beetle.
Yeah, they era. Got bark beetled. The old bark beetle. We're going to get a bark beetle porter from some valley brewer. Come on. Let's get it going. Southgate, where's your bark beetle?
Made with real bark beetles.
Any taproom updates? Taproom updates being your own personal taprooms and beer gardens? Any additions? Any additions to your personal beer gardens or personal tap rooms? You going to get a chalkboard? Who's getting a chalkboard?
I'm waiting for the permits to come through.
Oh, yeah. No, it's pandemic. You don't have to permit anything. Pandemic permit.
Inspectors aren't working right now, so do whatever you want.
Yep. You won't. All you got to do is, really all you have to do is worry about it when you're going to sell your house or if your neighbor hates you and calls somebody on you.
Is it a bonus feature or a deterrent?
Yeah, right. You're like, oh, I love this bar that they put out here. Yeah, it's not permitted. We're gonna have to get them to sign off on that. Yeah. I'll sign off on it. We want this bar.
Yes.
So no updates there.
What accessories do you want in your personal beer garden?
Well, I gotta have the table. You gotta have a table. Oh, picnic style preferred, but you know, long as you got a long, nice, solid table that you can sit down at.
I just doubled the size of your beer garden.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You gotta have some. You gotta have a plant somewhere.
Okay.
It's not a garden if you don't have some sort of foliage.
So you want the literal translation.
Yeah. Gotta have some foliage. Beer,
and you want a garden.
Yep. And then prefer some sort of board. Some sort of board. Oh. You can write what's on tap, or you can just write a nice message like Happy Easter. Or you know.
So are you're handwriting in your own sweeping of the board?
Yep. Yeah. Ooh, yeah. I'm going to have to do that. Check-ins. Check-in.
You already have three blank spots with your name on it and your character, your avatar.
Yep. I'm going to have to write that in.
every day you'll write in what beer you've enjoyed this week.
Yeah, I might have to put it on like a big thing of paper or something. I keep meaning to.
You want the roll of butcher paper that you could tear off every day and start
writing. Right. Yeah. I'm going to have to get a roll of butcher paper I keep meaning to paint the wall here in the studio with chalkboard paint. Mm-hmm. And then I can just make my own board or either that or a whiteboard. Just put some whiteboard up and
make analog untapped.
Yeah. So there's that. And speaking of untapped, Nick, there's a little thing we can all try right now. If you have your phone available to you and your untapped app available to you, or you can use it on PC, actually. I don't know that anyone does, but you can check in on it too. But there's a little thing untapping out this week, Greg Avola, about this week. If you want to check and see what your first beer that you gave a 5-star to was. So we're going to give a live tutorial here. So you got your untapped open, right?
Okay. Yes.
Hit the profile. So you're on your profile. Okay. Now you're on your profile. You click the beers, which is to the right of your picture. That beers, which I didn't even know you could click, but you can click beers. And now that takes you to the page of your beers you've been checking in. Right?
Okay.
So,
all right.
Now you click the little abacus looking thing at the far right of your search bar. You see that? Click it. Now it's going to take you to your filters, right? You're under your filters page.
Okay.
Now you select the sort by, select that tab, and now you, check mark date old to new. Check mark old to new. So now you're going back on your filter page. You've selected old to new. Now go under ratings there. Scroll over to the left to 5.
I'm on the 5.
Right, click 5 and now click show results at the bottom there. Boom. Now you will see the first beer you checked in as rated 5. And mine is kind of crazy. My second one I did was Pliny the Elder, which is great, which I would think would be my first. But my first beer that I checked a 5 into.
Please be a Boulevard.
Is Joaquin Melieta chili beer from Taiga Sequoia. Apparently, I was really into that at June 14th, 2012. Sorry. 2002. So 2012, Joaquin Marietta chili beer. I was like, man, this is great. Apparently, I think that was my first chili beer. So I was just like, I guess this is a 5.
What a 5 tastes like.
This is what 5 tastes like. What was your first one, Nick? Come on. Hey, you got to give it out. You can't. Sugarcoat it.
This is fine. This is totally fine because, I mean, who else would it be besides Sierra Nevada?
Oh. Is it
pale ale? Estate homegrown IPA.
Wow, that was your first.
This is October 15th, 2012. I remember buying this because Spokeasy had just opened. Oh. And so I rode my bike down to Spokeasy and bought this bottle from them.
Wow, that's a nice ride.
I had one there, and then I took one, and then I was like, wait, I could take this home? Like, yeah, you can buy one to go.
Yeah.
Like, no, this isn't one. You can't do that.
You're like, sorry, rules, I can't do that, guy. Okay.
New rules. I'm on my bike, bro. He's like, put it in your water bottle cage. Oh, that's a great idea. Oh,
man, you're blowing my mind right now.
So I rode home with a nice little buzz with another beer to enjoy later.
Yeah, that's so a good day. So I think
experience had something to do with it, but.
Right. You're like, this is a 5-star day. I'm having a 5-star day. You're just there at the light at McKinley Avenue. And you're just like, this is a 5-star day, huh? Just talking to no one. What was yours?
Here's a dollar. Matt? Leave us alone.
Here, go away, sir. Thanks, man.
6-star day.
6-star. Woo, this made money. Matt, what was your first 5-star?
Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, 2012.
Oh, nice. Wait. Inca.
Oh, that was the anchor one? Wow. Mm-hmm. 5. That's a 5, huh? Do you agree with past Matt on that?
Yep.
Do you think you were accurate there?
Here, I'll give you the top 5, which will give you some insight of what we were drinking back then. So you know about the Merry Christmas. Then it was the Estate Ale or Estate IPA.
Man, that Estate IPA was really hitting hard with you guys.
And then there's a Brother David's Double Abbey Style Ale, which I do remember that being good back in the day.
Oh, wow. That is a pull.
Anderson Valley.
Yeah.
Then number 4, which is this brewery's name predates Zach's, but it was the Nut Brown Ale that we made. Steven and myself, mainly Steven, because it was at his house, but that I helped him with.
Wow. Don't you think that's kind of a bias rating?
Possibly.
Pretty biased, dude.
And then here you guys go. Dark Truth Stout from Boulevard.
What?
Wow. Matt's got the Boulevard.
Wow.
Did not see that coming.
Dark Truth Stout. Do you remember that beer?
Hardly. Yeah, that was the one with the little devil on it, right?
Oh, I don't know, man.
Yeah, I remember that. I'll just go down a couple more.
All right, sure.
Here's one that you guys should remember, Tanilla.
Oh, yeah.
From Knee Deep.
Knee Deep.
Yeah. Yep. That was a good beer when that was out. I don't know about 5, but sure.
This one, I don't know how it happened.
We didn't know any better.
Yeah.
But the Pugsley Signature Series, the barley wine from Shipyard. That one I don't know if I agree with.
Wow. Wow, that is a crazy one.
All right. Last 3, just this will ring true. My Bloody Valentine still stands true.
Yeah, yeah.
I love that beer from Alesmith.
Yeah.
Then here's a reach. The Wilco Tango Foxtrot from Lagunitas. You guys remember that one?
Yeah.
Yes.
That was a good beer.
And then
WTF.
This one I'm happy is Lancelot IPA, March 20th, 2013.
Yeah. See, that must have been an era because that's where the rest of my top 5 is like all these House of Pendragon beers. So that must have been right. I think that was when Tommy was just before he opened and he came on the show and he brought us beers and we're like, holy crap.
2-liter.
Yep. Yep. Fresh beer. Yep. That is most of mine as well. The Miser made it in there for me. Society.
Oh, wow.
This one blew my mind. I was like, I don't understand this at all, but okay. Rico Suavin from Against the Grain Brewery. I gave that a 5.
There you go.
Wow.
Nailed it.
Okay. Okay, Pass Mikey.
Getting a little drunk there.
Yeah. Whew, getting time to pack it in. Wow. High C from Fieldwork. That was a 5. I don't remember that beer at all.
Ooh, okay.
Chocotazo.
That was probably a hazy IPA because it's juicy.
Juicy.
Get it? High C?
Chocotazo from Sabor a Mi Brewing. I think that was Choose First Chocotazo. Yeah. It's crazy, man. So go have some fun with your Untappd.
Do you just not give things 5s?
Yeah, I don't give. Well, these were the first grouping of 5s. I don't give very many 5s. I don't. I'm bad.
Yeah, but from what those had to have been 2015?
That would have been 2016. Yeah. So, I mean,
yeah. So to me, that's new.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not a, I don't give enough fives. I really should give more fives, you know. Zach's Brewing Light Bar Lager, but that's only from a couple years ago.
Ooh, that's a five.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Your fives are spread out. My, yeah, my top five fives are all 2012.
Yeah. I like jumped. I like did like, I basically, it looks like I didn't give any fives out for the year of 2015. No, I gave one. I won. What? No, two. All right. Two. I gave The Miser 5 stars and 2015 All the Mornings Pilot Batch.
Nice.
Give that a 5 star. And that was it. That was all you get in 2015. That was all I was impressed with in 2015, apparently. Wow. I suck. Well, there you go. If you're on Untappd, go have some fun. Some fun.
Mikey, here you go. Ithaca Brewing Flower Power.
Oh, that was damn good beer. That was the best beer we had. Best beer we had from the East Coast at that time.
January 16th, 2013.
There you go. That was the best East Coast beer we had had. And I think that was Growler Radio Boys give us that, I believe.
It was that one.
Correctly.
Growler Radio.
I'm looking for a thing and a thing. I've got a music page. You think I could use that, but I'm not.
I need to re-up.
All right.
Re-up.
How about let's go for a variant this week?
Will you call me tonight and leave me a voicemail? Will you talk about beer and tell me your driving?
I like to ruin all the bumpers. 559-492-0542. That is the voicemail line of the Dorktown Network of podcasts. You can leave us a voicemail, or you can leave Get Off My Podcast a voicemail. It doesn't matter. Just do it. Uh-huh. Or you can just record it yourself and on your little smartphone or whatever equipment you have and send that file over to perfectpourpodcast@gmail.com. And that's what these people did as we start in with the, let's see. Actually, let me save that one. I'm going to save that one. Sorry. I am editing on the fly here. As ta-da, we get into some voicemails.
What are the perfect port to you be here? Just a quick thing, homie. Oh, sorry. That was a beer burp. Drinking Skull's Money something from Toppling Goliath sent to me by Hopsound on Twitter and Hop Hunter on Tap. Delicious. Here, listen to this. Delicious hoppy beer, hazy.
Oh, it sounds so delicious.
Very dank.
I can hear the haze.
I untapped this beer, and then I get a message from East Coast Beer Coast Festival. They're selling fucking tickets for a virtual getter, homie. How thirsty are you for money? A virtual get it on Zoom. 12 beers, 12 breweries, and they're zooming, and they're charging you to be part of it. Ain't that a crock of bull? What's your thoughts?
Sounds like
my thoughts on this beer is delicious. My thoughts on the East Coast Zoom Festival something something. They're giving you $5 off on tap. That's a crack of shit, homie. Fuck that. That shit should be just free or what have you. Or I don't know. It's just pathetic. What are they? This is True Your Beer, and I'll call you if I find some more stupid shit out there.
We're wondering about the stupid shit.
Just call us about stupid shit, Chew. Yeah, I've seen that. I think we got an email from those people or something. They're doing these. They're going. Virtuals. Yeah, there's different things going on, but there is this one company that's doing like across the nation kind of virtual things, and then you buy, you know, you pay $60 or $30 or whatever it is, and they send you, a group of beers out in a package. Then on that day that this virtual festival is, that's when you open the beers and whatever, it's, man.
So somebody leading this, or
it's like a, it's like a company doing it.
I know, but like, what is it you're participating
in? Yeah, I don't understand. So like, if you're like watching other people's video feed, watching them drink it, or like, I'd be kind of into like, if there was an actual festival that watching a webcam of it, while I'm just drinking and like having a sort of a webcam just playing in the back as I'm watching this festival, but like, I don't really want to watch strangers at their own house drinking. I don't know what I'm
and talking about. Over each other.
Right. Hey, I'm in Poughkeepsie. Woo-hoo-hoo. I'm in Nashville. Woo. Yeah, that doesn't sound like fun. It's not like those get it's, those real get it's on Friday nights.
Yeah, I heard somebody showed up.
You heard, huh?
I heard.
By the way, since we're mentioning it, this I'll play this and see if this is going to be relevant. I haven't pre-listened to this, but I think it is.
Hey, what's up, y'all? It's Jazz.
Uh-oh.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Bert, you get it. Going down this Friday. Lockdown edition. You know how we do.
Dang.
Yeah.
Sounds like a B95 club advertisement.
This Friday, Bert, you get it. So, probably wondering how to get in on this. Easy. Hit me up on Untap, Mr. Jazz. You know how we do. And I give you all the details. That's M to the R to the J to the A to the Z. Simple as that, yo. Peace.
Boom. Wait.
Portland.
Yeah.
There you are. There if you want to get in on the virtual get at some Friday nights, just message Jazz, Mr. Jazz with one Z. Mr. Jazz with one Z on Untapped. Say, hey, man, I am a genuine listener. Give me the stuff. Don't be some jerk that doesn't really listen and gets in there like, I've Zoom bombed you.
Yeah, and one reference about the show.
Yeah, like, oh, huh? How about that independent beer? Now give me the codes.
Give me the codes. Please and thank you.
Please and thank you. So there you go. Jazz. He's been, he's the one that pays for the premium Zoom, I guess. So hit up Mr. Jazz with one Z.
Unlimited Zoom.
If you want to jump in on those. And that's the cool thing about those Friday night Zooms get it is that you just don't know who's going to just drop in there. And that makes it fun. You get to see see Colin and Janine's basement bar.
Ooh. Wow.
And as we continue on.
Beer money.
Ooh. Ding ding ding.
Welcome to Wrestling with Beer. I'm your host, the Scotty 91. And we're gonna start things off real quick here because there's no time to waste these days with this.
That's right.
That is a Evil Penguin Coconut Milk Stout by No Worries Brewing out of Hamden, Connecticut. It's one of the three breweries I visited last week, and it's a good milk stout.
Careful.
5%. Easy drinking. Yeah, it's one of the three breweries I visited last weekend in my little road trip around the state. Ordered ahead of time at all three and drove right up, curbside pickup at all three, and was out of there. Awesome job, all three breweries. The first one I hit was Bad Sons in Derby, Connecticut. Grabbed their Compt Pale Ale, which all the proceeds are going to people affected by the brewery, bar, restaurant shutdowns. I think they collabed that with Armada Brewing. Nice, easy drinking pale, a little hazy. Then I swung over to No Worries, got the Evil Penguin. Then I swung up to Hartford for a brand new brewery that opened up, Phantom Brewing. Mm-hmm. I think it's the second one that's open now in Connecticut during all this, with only one I know of that's closed down. Grabbed a crowler of their Imperial Stout, Mythical Czar, which was nice and smooth drinking. Had that last night. Yeah, so a lot of beers still to track down here in Connecticut. Although not really as many uniques as I've been hoping to get, but it's still better than nothing.
Gotta bump those uniques, cool, dude.
Like, these places are still open, and I'm still able to go out and support them. It's been a nice break from a whole week being stuck at home to go out and take a little drive, feel like things are somewhat normal. Though being at home, I have been getting a lot of projects done, working on building that bar in the basement. So I might need that kegerator you guys have been talking about on Amazon there. So I'm going to have to go look that up. But hopefully we can get back to the real things sooner rather than later. But yeah, so hopefully I'll be able to hang out with some of you guys again later tonight. But yeah, until next time, guys, that's the bomb in the can because the Sky 91 drank it.
A lot of consistent wrestling with beer episodes here. Sky 91 is doing a solid job. If you want to see some of Sky 91 does some graphic artwork. If you want to see some of that, go to perfectpourpod.com/Paul. You want to listen to Paul and look at some Sky 91 artwork. And thanks for that wrestling with beer. And let's see if we got some traditional voicemails this week, and it seems that we do. Let's give it a go.
Hey, fellas, how's it going? Jay here.
It's great.
Calling from this week's Linefest.
Linefest.
So Templin Family Brewing is releasing their all together IPA, the one that the other half came up with. But, you know, for
all together now.
For restaurant workers and all that kind of stuff and service industry. They decided to do the New England version because, you know, everyone wants them hazy, right?
That's right, Nick. Everyone wants hazy.
There's been a lot of special beer releases lately.
No, they don't.
Just thought I'd call and check in. Maybe I'll call back after I get to try it and let you guys know. But take care of yourselves and wash your damn hands.
Yeah.
Keep up the good work, guys.
Bye.
Utah.
Line festing. You got a line distance. You remember how long a line fest would be now with the distancing of 6 feet, everybody? There's like, it's going to go around like five different blocks that far.
Hello again, guys. Jay here.
Jay's back.
So, Mikey, first thing, I had to laugh when during the cheers session, you started to read my name and you quit about halfway through, which I get because
it's the story of my life. Could
really pronounce my name just trying to read through it. But, so got home and I had a chance to try this all together IPA that, other half, you know, came up with and distributed the recipe out to all the breweries. Like I said, this one's from Temple Family Brewing, and they went the New England style, and it is fantastic. Be really interested to try and see how the West Coast version comes out. Also, while I was down there for that, there's a new brewery that just opened up yesterday here in Salt Lake. It's called Grid City Brewing, or Grid City Brew Works. Not bad. I tried their pale ale, and their it's malty as hell.
Ooh.
So it's not necessarily my thing. Still a good beer.
Utah's East Coast.
Hoppy Pilsner. Pretty good. Again, clear, clean, crisp. Not too bad. One thing that was interesting, though, I thought it was weird. They did not have an IPA. I don't know, maybe new breweries are trying to get away from the trend or what, but no IPA from a new brewery. So a couple things I'm throwing my 2 cents in on, as far as, you know, Paul called and mentioned about diverting that money to charity instead of him. You know, I donated. I'm all good for that. You know, that's great. Paul, you're a great guy. I'm fine with that. I would maybe say, I don't know, send in 30, 40 bucks so you can buy a little beer and send the rest to a charity. Not really sure which charity, but, you know, that's awesome, Paul. You're a really good guy. So one of the things I noticed with that, with the new brewery I from here today, all they're doing is crowlers. One thing I've noticed lately, and I think needs to change, I think crowlers need to go to the wide mouth can. Sometimes pouring out of a crowler with that tiny little mouth really can be kind of a mess. Matt, maybe, I don't know, you could, is that even available, or is there a reason they only stick with a small mouth, or what? But I think they could definitely benefit from going with a larger size. But, I forgot. I've been drinking already. Oh, that's what it was. Paul, I believe it was Paul also mentioned about, you know, during this time, are you drinking more, drinking less, same?
It's continuing. Hold on.
Damn it. Sorry, guys. I really got to get that set of timer next time I call. So I'm just going to make it quick. As far as Paul said about drinking more, drinking less, I'm still mostly working my normal hours. I'm drinking the same amount, but I've started spacing it out more throughout the day. So, you know, it's always nice to have a shower beer in the morning when I get the chance. But that's all. Thanks, guys. Keep up the great work. Bye.
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 What was Jay talking about before that one?
So, one thing, I do know people legitimately that have, like, it's 8 o'clock in the morning and they've already started drinking. No shame.
Yeah.
Yeah. I may be more consistent each night, but I still keep it like, it's like 7 o'clock, it's sundown, whatever fits in before I go to bed. But yeah, I haven't just woken up and go, yeah, why not?
Why not?
Yeah.
And to touch on his other question real quick, they do make wide mouth crowler lids. It would just be the lid that needs to change, not the crowler itself.
Mm-hmm.
But you guys might think of like the 20 ounce or the 24 ounce, not Gatorades, Monster energy drinks. You know, they have that twist off top.
Yeah.
They make that top for the crowler. You just buy a different headpiece and you buy the different lid and you can seam that lid onto the crowler. They legitimately make it. You can buy them. And the adaption for your machine. So it just breweries don't do it.
They
can.
I actually did a post about this on MikeyTopPour.com and did a video. And if you want to go to the trouble, you can punch a hole in the top of the can on the other side. Like you would, you remember if you, people are old enough to remember the old Hawaiian punch cans where you open up the other side and then that vents the other side. And
the old
pineapple
juice used to be the same.
Yeah. Yeah. And it vents the other side. So then you can, it'll give you a nicer pour. So punch a hole on the other side of the top of the can. It'll give you a nicer pour. There's also an angle. You got to do a perfect angle. Like, just angle it just perfectly, and it won't give you that feedback, I call it when you're, but yeah,
liquid feedback.
There's an art to pouring from a crowler, and yeah, yes. If you just try and pour it like a normal can, it's not going to go well. You're going to get beer on stuff.
You're going to have a bad time.
So, yeah. And then there was another thing. Oh, the Paul thing.
Yeah.
I had to really sorry. Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work. Keep up the good
work, guys. Now, brewers, you're going to have to bring back the opener with the punch on it so you get that perfect 45 wedge vent.
There it is.
On the can top. Michael, you just created a whole new problem.
That's what you need.
Because who still has the old bottle opener key? Punch on it.
I'm pretty sure we could dig one out of the drawer.
Oh, everyone could dig one out, but how many breweries are going to recreate this?
Yeah,
for
the Crowlers.
The Crowler Hershey, punch.
Hershey's. Chocolate syrup always showed up that way.
Yeah, same thing.
Yep. It was the brown can with the little lid. You punch the two holes and put the lid back. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You got to have the key, though, that makes the punch.
That's it. Also, the Paul thing, those that have donated to Paul, like I talked to Paul on the side and convinced him. I negotiated him to accepting a beer for the people that have donated money to Paul, that instead of, because he's wanting to go to charity, I was like, dude, these people are giving money to you. They didn't give money to the charity, they give it to you.
Yeah.
So I got him to acquiesce to sending that amount of money in beer to Paul. So... if you've donated money to Paul at this point, he's gonna get it back in beer, so that's cool. So, and then in the future, now if you want to donate on the Paul page, it's gonna go to charity. But those that already did donate, we're gonna basically send Paul beer. But he hasn't given me an address to send it to yet. So
interesting.
Yeah, he's being cagey. He's being cagey.
But, he found the loophole.
Yeah. He was like, okay, all right, you can send me that amount in beer and I'll be okay with that. But then he won't send me an address. So come on, Paul. Oh. I want to send that beer.
He forgot conveniently.
Yeah, he conveniently forgot. So thanks everyone for calling. And that was the voicemail segment of the show, because we have segments. Oh, I don't think I have that. Damn it. I really got to get my shit together, guys. This is what I say every week of my life.
Maybe in the next 300.
Yeah. Maybe in the next 350.
Yeah. Stick around. Find out.
Yeah. Stick around.
Toss my key.
Just feeling it out right now.
Yeah. Yeah. We're new at this.
Yeah.
Come on.
We're just getting our podcast legs.
Yeah.
Looking out for beers. I was thinking today, like when it's safe for us all to be in the studio together again, like at least we have this thing. When on the days that it's a really hot night, I think we have to do it this way, because I mean, I know you guys love to be in the studio when it's 100-something degrees and the air the swamp cooler is off and the doors are shut. I know you guys love it, but
we do.
I'm saying
kind of miss it right now.
Maybe. When it's really super hot, we can do it this way. Just saying. Okay. I mean, I know it disappoints you guys.
One pool episode, but then the rest of the
one episode by the pool. Yeah, we haven't.
Can be like this.
Yeah. Yeah. Nick and I did a pool episode, but Matt hasn't joined it. We got to do a poolside episode. And that's sort of a safe environment for the virus to just be like outside and distance and stuff. So
I like it.
We'll do a poolside.
But other than that, I agree.
They do need to find out that if the chlorine in pools will
that is a offset good, that is a neutralize. Good question. Matt, I need that information for next week. Because I'm like wondering.
Will chlorine kill the virus?
Yeah, because we have a neighbor kid across the street that's that uses our pool about as much as we do. And I'm like, do I need to like shut that down or is that okay? I don't know. Because of the chlorine, should I just chlorine the fuck out of the pool and everything will be cool? I don't know. So, yeah, let's get that information.
Let's get some chlorine.
Yeah.
Vitals.
Nick, are you looking out for any beers?
I'm looking out for, believe it or not, a pastry stout, as it were.
Wow. That is odd.
Yeah. Yes, it very. But if I were to look out for one, this would be it. It is a cookies and cream stout from Wild Leap Brewing Company.
Where are they from? I gotcha.
Georgia. LaGrange, Georgia.
Wow. Did ZZ Top go there? Or?
Maybe. So, yeah, cookies and cream is my absolute favorite ice cream in the history of the world.
It is and very solid. I would like a stout. I might agree with you. Although, I think marble fudge wins out over cookies and cream. Sorry.
Ooh. Wow.
Marble fudge.
Not a bad runner up, but I'm gonna stick with cookies and cream.
I can't diss you for that.
Matt, I would actually put this one in the freezer just to see how frosty.
All right, Matt. What's the best ice cream flavor? What's your favorite ice cream flavor?
I don't eat much ice cream, so it's literally
damn it
vanilla.
No, I don't eat much ice cream either, but when I do, well, on the rare occasion I do, it is cookies and cream.
Wow.
It's like Producers or Sunnyside, like the rectangle cube vanilla.
You're like, okay, vanilla.
Not the vanilla bean.
I need a box, please.
Not some of the fancy vanillas, not some French vanilla, vanilla. That's it. Nick, are you looking out Mikey, for anything else? Yes.
What? Speaking of old school ice cream, have you guys seen you could buy the Thrifty's square-shouldered ice cream scooper from Rite Aid
now? Ooh, you can buy it, huh? They got it on the shelf there? Or they got it by the ice cream section? Yeah. Oh,
no, okay. You could buy it to take it home.
Yeah.
I will get that. You could own on your own.
I'm going to get that. That was my jam. The Thrifties on Shaw and West.
West.
Shaw and West Thrifties. Oh, man. Uh-huh. So much ice cream. And one of my best friend's dad was the manager at that when I was a kid. So,
oh, man.
It was just the perfect world. Perfect
world. There you go. Perfect.
Oh, I got to get that now. You just saw that recently or?
Yeah, recently I saw someone locally bought one. I have not been out to find this myself, but
yeah,
I know it exists.
Yeah, I probably don't need to get that right now, but I definitely need to get it.
Yes, on the list.
It's on the list. So that's all you're looking out for, Nick?
Yeah, that's what I'm looking out for. Wild Leap Brewing cookies and cream stout. Right. Please. Please and thank you.
Matt? You look out for beer?
I'd like to say yes, but
right now I think his answer is affordable beer.
And the whole general genre of looking out for beer, yes, but also I don't have that particular one.
I got my Grand National locally, so.
Oh. Yeah, I saw that.
I was able to tick off a looking out for
Bearded Brewer 87. You can look at it. How cool it is! So cool.
And it was actually a good beer. Yes.
And it was also a good beer. I'm looking out for Humble C. This week's Humble C beer to look out for. Fog days are over. They're over. Okay,
but I still think that's a hazy beer, right?
Yeah, you bring up a good point because, like, it's Humble C. So, they're like, right. I think everything is foggy from that brewery. So then they make a beer called Fog Days Are Over. So you're like, okay, that's probably clear, right? But I don't trust them. It's probably foggy. It's
still fucking hazy.
It's probably still hazy, which is fine by me. I know Bastards. You wouldn't like it. It says it's a West Coast IPA.
Oh, okay.
That implies it might be unfiltered clear.
Mentioned anywhere in the description.
No, it isn't.
Okay.
Says a DDH right. with Eureka and Galaxy. Now, would you put Eureka and Galaxy with Haze? Would you couple that with Hazy?
No.
Okay.
Just do it.
Just do it. Do it.
Matt says, don't be scared.
All right. Well, maybe I'll go down to the Fig Garden place. They might have it. Timpsicle Brewing, also another Central Coast brewery called Group Chat. This is a label buy. It's a hazy IPA, but with it's Citra topical. And cashmere hops. Yep, it's very topical. And the label has all very Group Chat window-esque label and a bunch of group chats. And it's got generic bottles, but that the bottles are implying something. They're not, they're not saying what they are, but you can, as a beer geek, you can tell what label they're definitely a Pliny label, and there's a Lagunitas label, and there's all these labels that are like, yeah, that's a lot, whatever. So it's a fun label. Yeah. It's a good brewery. So it's very now. I feel like there's been some, but I feel like we're about on the cusp of an insane amount of virus and stay at home kind of label beer labels and beer names. And it's just because beer just loves the pun and loves the trend as far as names go. So we're just going to get a deluge of virus related beer puns and names, I feel like, right now. But
this late we're going to start getting these?
I don't know. Maybe. But Matt, does anything get approved right now? Does new labels, is there anybody approving new labels right now? Or is that a thing?
Nobody needs labels approved.
Nobody needs labels approved. You can just do whatever the hell you want now.
I won't name names, but supposedly there's breweries out there that just work with graphic designers, and they just literally just produce labels and labels and labels. And then when a beer comes up, they just literally just slap the description on it and print it. So they just go, that one works. Cool.
The government is no longer a factor anymore.
Nope. At least not in California.
You can just do what you want. All right, that's looking out for
me. I'm doing what I want.
I'm doing what I want. They can do what they want. I need a new beer. So, Nick, what have you been drinking this week?
I actually checked it in, so I know exactly what I've been drinking this week. I know. It's weird. So, I had a double dry hop from Orderville. No, I had a double dry hopped Orderville from Modern Times. Fix that. I also had the Grand National that Bearded Brewer mentioned from Alvarado Street. I'm sure I bought it for the same reason Matt did, which was because of the label, but the beer is kick-ass. And then I had a Bear Bottle IPA. I forget the name of it because I didn't put that one in. But so Out of the Barrel is still open and they're selling beer to go. They had a couple Recos and that Alvarado Street Grand National.
Did you not take them up on that?
No, so I got two Bear Bottle beers. I can't remember the first one. I drank already.
They really like them Bear Bottle. There's like a couple breweries. I guess it's just their Central Coast ways or North Central Coast ways. There's a couple breweries that they're just really into. There's like...
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it's like, you just look up and you're like, yeah, but you got field work and you've got...
And Alvarado.
You got Alvarado Street and you've got Humble Sea. So I really don't give a shit about those other ones you got up there, bro.
Yeah, thanks a lot. And then, yeah, that's it. Except for this rolling broccoli tonight, slice.
Rolling buckle. Let's see what that. I love gold. This is one donated to the show by myself because it's my beer from Fieldwork Brewing. It's called St. Thomas OG. It's look, I'll show you guys. Show you guys the label.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's very cool.
Look at that label.
It's very cool.
What, Pink Floyd? Kind of Dark Side of the Moon happening?
See you on the dark side of the beer. No. No, thanks.
Is this the new Fieldwork label that you hate?
No, their logo, their Fieldwork, the label's awesome. I love this label. But look.
Okay.
Now, Nick. Yeah, look at the Fieldwork font. Is what you like. Now, and then look at the font that complete the font of the beer completely doesn't.
They have three different fonts happening here.
Yeah, and looks like shit, Fieldwork.
Yeah.
Figure.
This is a
fix your shit.
This is my cousin is interning at a graphic design department.
Yeah, fix your shit. The St. Thomas OG looks terrible. The label, awesome. But the Fieldwork and the St. Thomas OG, it's a mess. You're a mess, guys.
It's a mess.
I love just downgrading the best breweries in California. It's what I do. Was that Nick? What other beers, Nick, or did you drink this week?
No, that was it. The Alvarado was the killer this week.
All right.
Grand National's no slouch.
No mess.
No mess.
The Nick 80 on Untappd. And Bearded Brewer 87. Brewer 87. That's Matt. Yeah. He's on Untappd in the social medias. Did you drink some beer?
Yeah. I had Knuckle Under. It was from Claim Steak. That was donated by Wazoo Corvette. It had Sabro hops.
Sabro.
And my literal comment was all bro hops indeed, bro.
Like, oh, thank God I can say some bro things. It gives me an excuse to bro out.
From Hen House, they had Inside Job. I got to enjoy that beer. Grand National from Alvarado Street, as mentioned. Double dry hop, triple dry hop. Those were all on repeat. And yeah, that's all I checked in. There might have been some others in there, but they're just repeats.
Repeats. So boring. So boring. Do you have any of those? Tioga Sequoia had this run on these sour beers. Do you have any of those sours from your own brewery? Did you even taste them?
I've I tasted them, yeah.
Are they good? They good kettle sours?
They were really good, yeah.
Mm. I'm like, how did it only go for two hours? They're gone. How did that happen?
We did about 2.5 days worth of promotion. We made them live 30 minutes before we opened, and within 3 hours, yes, we had sold out of, there was 100 3-packs and another additional 100 individual mango guavas, and they were all gone.
Damn, dude. Did you have a lime fest outside, or is it just like a consistent lime amount of peepers?
I would say it was probably like a, you know, 70% of people ordering online, whether it was for delivery or pickup. And then there was another 30% of people that actually showed up. But, you know, we made sure everybody was spaced, you know, purchase your beer, go stand over there, space mm-hmm. out, that kind of deal. There was never too many people inside at one time. So,
all right. Man, I get so apparently success and you'll be doing more kettle sours.
Kettle sours and there might be some wild ales in the near future. Whoa, so,
geez. Oh man,
jeez, what are you, some Monterey Bay brewery or something? Some Morro Bay brewery?
I don't know. So with the kettle sours, we want to, you know, make sure that we're doing them right. We want to make sure that they're released right. Obviously, if we keep selling out in 3 hours, it's too much madness, but. You know, like with anything else, you don't want beer to get old, so.
Right. Well, it's a good thing. People can still sell beer in the pandemic.
Yep.
Bearded Brewer, 87, on the tap. What did I do this week? I had it from Pizza Port Brewing Company, a Campgrounds, Campgrounds IPA. Got that at the market. It's a nice beer. Nice standard IPA. So, you know, it's fine. If you see it there, go ahead and buy it. Try it.
It's fine.
From Topa Topa, another Central Coast brewer. Heaps. Just called Heaps with an ass, with a exclamation mark. Heaps. It's nice enough. Now, again, it's okay. I'm not.
It's okay.
Don't worry about bro. It. You know, if you're desperate, go ahead. But otherwise, it's okay. Drake's Kickback, one of my favorite day drinking beers of all time. Kickback IPA from Drake's Brewing. It's back. It's springtime. That means the session IPAs, Nick. It's not stout season.
Who the hell is doing a session IPA?
Me.
What's a session?
Drake's and me and Drake's. We're just hanging out, doing sessions.
Do hazy sessions exist?
I don't know. They should if they don't. This is very clear. The Kickback is very clear. And outside of from Modern Times Brewing, you may have heard of them. It's called Star Cloud IPA. And that's what I had. And then I started in on my field work. Got my field work.
Oh, yeah.
Box of field work. It's a St. Thomas IPA, which I'm having now. And then there's another one that I'm not having now called Dreaming in Neon. And that is a really good beer. Field work knows how to make IPAs. That's something.
Damn it.
Apparently, that's something. Tell them to slow down. So my next field work I'll put in the note. So say slow down. And they'll know what to
calm
do.
Your tits.
Yeah, calm your tits. Field work.
So last time I was in Berkeley, I was at field work and one of the owners actually happened to be there. And
brag much. To
and he was
do you have a name tag?
It was slow enough. It was slow enough that he and one of the regulars were chatting about beers and stuff and kind of throwing ideas back and forth. And at that time, And they had 14 different IPAs on the
board. That's it?
Jeez.
I didn't know that
sustainable. Can they bump it up a little bit?
I didn't know that was sustainable for any business to have that many IPAs.
But yeah, he's all.
This is just Tuesday, bro.
He's all, sorry, man. I only got 14 IPAs on right now. we're kind of low.
And they were all good. 13
and a half of them are hazy.
We did two flights, so there was 12 different beers. So, I mean, we tried the majority of the menu. There wasn't too many beers outside of the 14, but they were all fantastic.
Yeah,
and there was a moment where I went to go pick up my second flight, and there was like one beer I was waiting for outside of it. So I went back to pick it up, and I saw them talking back and forth, and I just chimed in and was like, "Well, you guys are talking about IPAs, and all this place is phenomenal." You know, I kind of just led into it, but I was like, "Well, you got to get some more dry hop lagers." I was like, "You guys kill it at that." But I was like, we all know that industry people, and you know, there's a following outside of it that just appreciate a really well-hopped lager. Mm-hmm. And all three of us unanimously just said, yeah, there's something to be said about a good dry-hopped lager. And I was like, well, if I had an impact right there, cool. Even if I didn't, we had that conversation and we're good.
Well, now I think you were the inspiration for the Casa de Citra. So... I will hold on to a can for you, Matt. So if you are in the area sometime, I will leave can and driveway for you. Because I don't feel right drinking all the hoppy lagers and not letting Matt have
one. You can.
Oh, all right.
I just need to know they exist. I just need to know that they're out there. They're there. The world.
You can order them. It'll take you a week, but you can get them to your house.
Yeah.
I can find ways to complain about any environment, pandemic, whatever.
It took too long to get to my house.
Cheers.
Nick, do you have cheers?
Hey.
Hey.
Cheers to Kelly Hooscraft. She just had a birthday.
Oh, cheers to Kelly. Happy birthday, Kelly.
Yeah, quarantine birthday.
I believe it's her 3-0.
Jeez. All right, Matt, you did it. I didn't do it.
Wow.
You're going to get in trouble, dude.
There was multiple people that said that. So.
Yeah, no.
She seemed like
she put it out there in the public social media, so she can't get mad at that. Public knowledge. Yeah, happy birthday to Kelly Hooscraft, who is in the 30s now.
Yeah.
I vaguely remember them.
Wow. It was just last year.
Yeah, I know. Right? It was like last year.
Yeah.
Your 30s were when you would go rev your Mustang.
Yep.
Jack in the Box drive through.
Jack in the Box. Because
you could finally afford to put gas in it.
Yeah. Right there at the Shaw and Van Ness extension, Jack in the Box. I'm just all.
Where's my tacos? Hey, come on, tacos, bro.
Tacos.
Serious question. Did you have to turn your car off to order in the drive-thru? Was it that?
No, it wasn't
that kind of Mustang?
No, it was okay. No, because dear God, I wouldn't be able to get it started again. The whole problem with the Mustang was like, I got to keep that thing going. I was revving the engine just so it wouldn't die. I'm like, come on, baby. Get to this drive-thru.
2-footing it all the way.
All right.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was brake and gas a lot. Come on. I think it's a carburetor. It's okay. We'll get through it.
Last time I took the restrictor plates off. There was a period of time in one of my buses that I had a battery that I was just refusing to replace. And so it's like in the first string of letting the starter run, if you caught it and it you know, like the engine fired, you were good. But it's like if it ran too long and you went to go hit it that second time, you just hear the battery just go, ruh, 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 ruh. And so you literally just, you'd have to give it 10, 15 minutes to recoil. Then you could hit it again and go. So it was like, I had it down to a science. I'm like, flutter the gas pedal this much, let it turn over X amount of times. Good to go.
Yes. Yeah. So he's like, why don't you just change the battery? No, no, no. I got a system here, Bob. I can get this started.
There's some life left in it.
Yeah.
You work at an auto parts store. Yeah, no. I know, but.
Yeah. Exactly. Battery. Exactly. That's why I can do this. So it's not just me that I'm not the only dumb male. There's other dumb males. That's good to know. Sometimes I think it's just me.
If the wipers aren't scraping the windshield, they're probably still good.
Exactly. I can see somewhat. You should change your wipers. What do you mean? They're working. I just won't
drive right now. It's fine.
I could just pull over until it stops raining. Jeez, come on.
Yeah, I've been there.
Yeah. Well, it's raining pretty hard. I'll pull over just for safety's sake.
I was not prepared for this.
You mean you didn't have windshield wiper blades? Nah, I mean, who would prepare for that? We'll just sit here.
Yeah.
Wait till done raining. That was my plan.
I wanted to hang out extra time at Fresno City College today because it's raining.
Yeah.
That sounds great. Hey,
let's study here in the parking lot. I'll just study.
Yeah. We'll just wait it out.
Was that... Who's got more cheers? Which one of you guys got more cheers? I don't know where we're at.
I'm done.
You're done. Matt, are you done?
I'm good.
All right. Matt's good. Cheers to the Golden Gods. I can't believe you guys didn't bring this up. I mean, really.
Oh, so sorry.
Yeah. The Golden Gods.
Well, if you didn't, we were going to save you.
Right.
But, you know, you caught it in time.
You're good. Good. Golden Gods. They give this show money. You're like, there's no way nobody gives this. Of all shows that don't have a Patreon, it's the perfect one, right? Nope, we got one. We got it. We did it.
We got this.
Patreon.com/perfectpour. Take a look at it. See if it interests you at all. You know, no pressure. It's a no pressure buy. Just take a look around. See if you like something. See if you're interested. These guys, these Golden Gods, they give us money, and we really appreciate the things. We appreciate it, and it's very needed. We like it. It's good, and
it's good.
It's great. And you
makes
guys,
us happy.
Yeah, it makes us super happy. And thank you guys for doing that. And they get a little bonus. They get a little extra show, which is the tailgate. And sometimes they get to hear the show the night before everyone else does. And so they can go around all their perfect poor friends and be like, I already heard the show. Yeah. Like, whatever. I know everything that happens. So you can go ahead and spoil it. You give them spoilers for Friday's episode if you're a Golden God. So that's that's a big selling point. So really appreciate that. Thank you guys. And also thank you to some Untappd friends like Cell Maven, Ale E Page, Grubsby, Fresno Richard, Utah Beer, the Brooks Herd, Eric Grubsby Olson, and the Cancer Causing Heavy Metal, and everybody else that shares the show on their own social media and talks about the show. And we haven't gotten a new iTunes review in a while. So I'm just throwing that out there. If you haven't given us a review on iTunes, that would be highly appreciated. And I think we're good, man. Perfect Port Pod.
Yeah, man.
PerfectPortPod.com. That's the website. You can there. PerfectPortPod.com/reps if you want to be a rep of the show. It's a little, being a rep is a little different now. You don't really have to recommend what's going on in your city anymore because nobody travels anymore. But you can at least be, you know, I don't know, rep of that city for yourself, I guess. And also PerfectPortPod.com/Paul if you want to listen to all the Paul songs that he's given us over the years. That's a fun listen. And that's it. PerfectPortPod.com on all the social medias. The Nick 80 on the social media.
See?
And Bearded Brewer 87. He's over there at the Tioga Sequoia Brewing. If you want to order you some Tioga Sequoia, Matt will approve it. And Mikey Topor, that's myself. That's all you need to do. So just be safe.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Have fun.
No.
No? Not Nick.
Okay, yes.
Just take the time to have fun, man.
Bazinga.
We're having it's life. It's a weird life we're living in now, but
it's a weird life.
You still got to take time to have fun. There's nothing wrong with having some fun, no matter how bad it gets. But the be safes and check dates. Still check dates. Your
dates. Bap, of course, Total Wine's closed right now, so that's not a problem.
Ooh, is it really?
Yeah, they shut down.
Breaking news. Is that the all across the board or?
Total Wine, Ark and Not Report. Well, ours. Yeah. I haven't been to another one lately.
At least Fresno. The Fresno, BevMo, and Total Wine are closed, but the Clovis BevMo is still open.
Of course it is. Bye. Paul, I want to get a parking lot report from the Corte Madera. I want to get a parking lot report. Bye. Bye.